Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. Thank you for the sponsor, Yair Frenkel, in the memory of Alexander Yoshua Ben Shmuel Tzvi. And also in honor of Kerem Biavne, I happen to be in Pesach this Shabbos, visiting my friends, and Rav Stav was there, so I heard a vote, and we'll say in honor of said Vayhi Leshon Simcha and Vahaya Leshon Atzvut. When you look at the future, when you have purpose in life, that's the Bechina of Yaakov. And Leshon Aval, when you focus just what's in front of you, that's Esav, that's the Bechina of Atzvut. So, in honor of Kerem Biavne and Benji, that one of the creators of the Chabura, it's a hand of Karad Kerem Biavne. So, very good. So, we're going to speak today, Bezrat Hashem, on Sif Vav. We'll see how long can we go. I hope you brought your sleeping bags. Again, I had a debate how much to spend on the Gemara and the Rishonim, and how much to spend on opening bottle caps. So, we'll try to do Derech HaMitzua. To spend half and half, and we'll see how it's going to work. So, first let's go to the sugya that we had to deal in this seif. We have the Mishnah in Kuf Mem Vav that we already mentioned a couple of times. Shuver adam et achavit lechol imen agogorot. Uvelvad shelo itkaven lasot kli. And then the Mishnah says, ve'en okuvin megufa shel chavit. You're not allowed to make a hole in the megufa. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'chachamim matirin. Chachamim are mandated to create a hole in the Megufa. And then the Mishnah restricts, ולא יכוון המצידה. Although I'm matir, Chachamim are matir to do nekev, but they're not matir if it's on the side. We're going to discuss in Gemara what is the side here. And before the discussion on this part, we have another discussion in the Gemara. Bau minem Rav Sheshet. Baya in the Gemara. באו למיניהם הרב ששת, מהו למי ורז חווית בבורתיה בשבתא? לפיתך כמיכוון ועשיר, עוד אין מלאי נפה כמיכוון ושרי. So the people ask רב ששת, if I have a sword in my house, and I want to stuck it into the חווית, so is it mutter because, is it also because I'm creating a petach? Or maybe... I just want to make it a big opening so I will be able to pour a lot of wine. I don't care about the petach. I just want a big opening, and then it's considered ayin yafa, and then it's mutter. Amar lehu lefitcha kamichaven v'asir. So he told them, no. It's asur because the kavana is for petach. Meitive, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, mevi adam chavit shel yayin umetiz rosha basayif. So the Gemara asking on the conclusion of Rav Sheshet from Rashbag. Rashbag says, "Mevi adam chavit shelian umetiz rosha basayif." You're allowed to take the sword, the knife, and cut the head of the chavit, the barrel, with this knife. So you see, Lichova, that you're allowed to use the sword, and any time that you use a sword, it just shows how generous you are. So the Gemara said, "Hatam vaday la'ayin yafa kamichaven, ha'chaimit ad la'ayin yafa kamichaven liftucha miftach." So the simple understanding here is that you need to ask yourself if you're doing something nicer than opening the cover. So if you take a knife and you cut the whole head of the barrel, then you create a bigger hole than if you just open the megufa. So then it's justified to say that you're making a ayin yafa, you want it to be bigger. But if you take a sword and just stick it in the side of the chavit, you get in a hole that it's not wide like the opening of the megufa. And if this is the case, it's not considered ayin yafa, because you could have just opened the chavit and get a better result than just sticking the knife in the Chavi. Now
you could have taken out the Megufa.
Right. Yeah. Although the Megufa is sticked to the Chavit, it seems like in the Rishonim, and it's a proof also for debate in the Achronim, if a not permanent stick is considered not davuk, that's one of the proofs that you see that you could have opened it. It's special to the Gemara that you could have opened it. It shows that when you close something with a material that's not so strong and the main kavana is to take it off, it's not considered... Okay, so that's the first discussion in the Gemara. And then the second discussion, Enokvin Megufa, we have the debate in the Gemara when we had in the Mishnah that you allowed, according to Chachamim, to create a Nekev in the Megufa, and then on the Tzad, you're not allowed. So what is this Tzad? Is it the Tzad of the Megufa or the Tzad of the Chavit? So Amar Ravuna Machloket Lemala. Aval min Tzad Divra Kol Asur. The machloket between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is on top of the Megufa. And here it looked like, and I saw it somewhere that's more meforash in Elchot Brachot, whatever, that the shape of the Megufa used to be like this, like a cone. So then it's mamash good in the pshat of the Milamala, it's the top of the Megufa, it's the Lemala.
The cover of the
Megufa is like this.
The cover of the barrel is shaped like that?
Yeah. Even without this, Lemala is the middle and the side is the side. But I'm just saying it makes more sense that Lemala is mamash kipshuto Lemala. Aval min hatzad divra kol asur. But the side of the Megufa, everyone agreed that it's asur. Odo chachamim are matir in the middle, but on the side it's asur. Vayinu diktani lo yikavena mitzida. And that's the pshat in the Mishnah when the Mishnah says mitzida. Rav Chisda amar machloket min hatzad, aval al gaba divra kol mutar. Rav Chisda hold... No. There is no chiluk between the middle or the side. Both of them, chachamim, are matir. And the chidush is that on top, even Rabbi Yehuda that's oser on the side, he's matir there. So everyone agrees on top that it's mutar, the machloket is on the side. And what is the Mishnah? When the Mishnah said, v'lo yikavena mitzida, v'ad ektani lo yikavena mitzida, atam begufa dechavit. So we have two explanations for the Mishnah. If the lo yikavena mitzida is the tzad of the Megufa, or it's the tzad of the Chavit. Okay? Now, a couple of things that are not so clear in the Gemara here is when we mention Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Mevi Adam Chavit Shel Yain Vematiz Et Rosha Basayif. What exactly is the case? When you take the sword and you cut all the top of the chavit, what are you doing exactly? Are you cutting the chavit itself, and then the top of the chavit plus the megufa are coming off? Or you're cutting in between the megufa and the chavit? So Rashi on the sugya, it's not 100% clear. He just make it a little bit vague. If you look in the Dibur HaMatchil Le'ayin Yafa, sorry, Dibur HaMatchil Hatam Vaday Le'ayin Yafa Kamichaven, when the Gemara says that you can't learn from Rashbag because it's clear that it's Le'ayin Yafa by Rashbag, Shemarchiv Pia Lemata Mim Gufata, because you make a bigger hole than the hole on top with the Megufa. Kedektani Matizet Rosha Sfat Pia. So Sfat Pia can sound like that the top is made in a way that hold the Megufa, so you cut a little bit of the Chavit. Or that exactly is the connection between the Chavit and the Megufa. But in Tosfot, in Memchet, it's more clear. That's why I ask you to look in the Tosfot in Daf Memchet. Tosfot in Daf Memchet, page number 3 on the bottom, the debate in the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says that you have poteach bet atzavah. What is poteach bet atzavah? You have two fabrics that attach to each other to make like a garment. And now you want to open the neck opening. And it's aser. It's metaken mana, makebe patish, tofer, let's go with Makie Bepatish or Metaken Mana Boine, whatever you're gonna. It's one of the melachot. So the Gemara said, this is Asur. Uma ben ze le megufat achavit. The Gemara said, what's the difference between this and megufat achavit? So Rashi explained that the question is from Rashbag. Rashbag in our Gemara that says that you're allowed to take a sword and cut the top of the chavit. But then, that's what Rashi explained. But then the Gemara answer for the question, זה חיבור וזה אינו חיבור. In the case of the chavit, it's not connected to the chavit. But in the case of בית הצוואר, it's part of the garment itself, and it's אסר. So says Tosfot, according to you, Rashi, we don't understand the answer of the Gemara, because the pshat in our Gemara, in Kuf Mem Vav, the Gemara by chavit, לכאורה, it's pashut that when we discuss about cutting the head of the chavit, we're discussing cutting the body of the chavit, not the top.
It was connected. So it was connected.
Right, so what is the pshat in the Gemara? That's the Tosfot question. And it seems like that Rashi really understood the Gemara by us, that we're not discussing cutting the chavit itself, we're just discussing separating the megufa from the chavit itself. And that was the question of the Gemara. Why is it asur? So the Gemara said, this is not a mechubar, it's not a real chibur, so it's fine. It's not really stick together, so it's fine. But for Bet HaTzavar, it is connected. But anyway, Tosfot, it's partial to Tosfot there that Megufa by us, that Saif by us, Rashbag, is talking when you cut the Chavit itself. So, what's the Pshat in the Gemara, in Memchet, Memchet Amud Bet? Rabbeinu Tam there explained, וחימה בין זה לנגיפת מגופת החבית, דתנן בפרק חבית, אין עוקבין מגופת החבית, דברי רבי יהודה ומתירים. So the way that רבנו תם, I'm going to explain it just the סברה. רבנו תם says, we have a definition of פתח שעשוי להכניס ולהוציא. Right? So we know that פתח שעשוי להכניס ולהוציא זה אסור מדאורייתא. So בית הצבא, we would assume that it's פתח שעשוי להכניס ולהוציא. Now, if I'm allowed you with chavit, lechatchila, to do something, that means it's mutar legamre. So we're going from petach asu lachnis u lautzi to mutar lechatchila. What is in between? So the Gemara was asking, if you're telling me that poteach bet hatzavar is chayav chatat because of lachnis u lautzi, should be goizer, at least lechatchila, not to make a hole, that it's only lehotzi. By us, by chavit, you're making a hole in the megufa in order to take out the wine. So it's one side hole. So it should be goizer min derabanan at least. And the answer of the Gemara based on Rabbeinu Tam is a big chidush. The Gemara said, according to Rabbeinu Tam, ze chibur veze eno chibur. The pshat is that since the megufa is not attached to the chavit, even if you're going to make a hole that it's asur lechnis velotzi, it's not going to be asur midoraita. So that's why you're going two levels down when it comes to a hole that it just to be moitzi. Because even if you're going to create a hole that it's lechnis velotzi by chavit, since the megufa is not part of the chavit, it's only asumid rabbanan. So when you do petach, that it's only lehoitzi, you go two levels down, and that's why it's mutar lechatchila. Zachinu leavin midivra tosfot, that there is a lower level isu of petach asu lachnis lotzi when it's being done in the megufa. Petach asu lachnis lotzi in a piece that it's not the main kli, doesn't have Shem Petach. It's interesting why exactly does it happen, because that's a point for thought. What is the Petach Asu Lachnis Ulotzi? Is it a fancy Petach? Or Petach Asu Lachnis Ulotzi basically defined that you elevated the Kli. So if you have a Kli, you elevated the Kli. If you don't have a Kli to elevate, you don't do anything. That's basically what Tosfot's saying. When I'm doing a hole in the Megufa is nothing. So you can do 100 ptachim, lachnis ulotzi. It's still, it doesn't have anything to do with it. midoraita. No, but the chiddush is that although it's lehachnisu lehoitzi, it's midrabanan. Normally we think that any petach shasu lehachnisu lehoitzi is doraita. Tosfot says no, it's not true. Okay, so let's go to the Bet Yosef. The Bet Yosef at the beginning of the Bet Yosef, he understood in Rashi by us in Kuf Mem Vav that when Rashbag says that you cut the chavit, you cut the chavit itself. למטה ממגופתה, שמרחיב פיה למטה ממגופתה, כדי קטן ימתיז את ראשה שפת פיה, וכן נראה מדברי הרמב״ם. So he understood also that the Rambam, the Rambam basically in פרק of ג' הלכה ב' doesn't say anything. He just quote the lashon of the Gemara, מביא אדם חבית שלהן ומתיז את ראשה בסייף. So you discuss the חבית. So the Pashtus is that you cut the חבית itself. So he said, it's the פשט in Rashi in Kuf Mem Vav, and לכאורה the Rambam also, is that you can cut the chavit itself. So then he is arguing with the tur, because the lashon of the tur is mutar la'atiz rosh ha-megufa. The lashon of the tur, lichora, following the understanding of Tosfot in Rashi, in Memchet, that what is mutar according to Rashbag is just to cut the top of the megufa, but not the chavit itself. So Lemaise, he argued with the tour, and he said, no, you're not correct. Lemaise, it's mutar even the chavit itself. So that's the first discussion in the Bet Yosef. But we know why the tour wrote what he wrote, because he's not alone. And then he brings the Trumat Adeshen b'shem Ozarua, that all the heter to be matiz is only b'chavit she'ena machzeket yoter m'arba'im se'ah. So that's another discussion here, because the Or Zaruah needed to say that for the opinion that hold that there is no binyan bekelim if it's a small kli. Tosfot and the Rishonim that explain the Mishnah in Mustiki, they have to explain the whole sugya in Mustiki. So they don't need that. If you discuss in Mustiki, lichora, you're good. But Lemaisi was in the beginning that the Shulchan Aruch quotes all the Chumrah, the less than 40 Seah and Mustiki and all of that. So no wonder that he quoted that Chumrah here also. Although lichora, it's not needed for all the opinions. The people who really needs it are the opinion that says that there is no binyan bekelim bechlal. Unless it's more than 40 Seah that it's connected, it's considered like Karg. Anyway, we saw that the Bet Yosef hold all the opinions together. Now, the third part in the Bet Yosef, the creating a hole in the side of the chavit, so you bring the sugya of Rav Sheshet. And then the next paragraph, Ba'anemile Betzida, Aval Lemala Mutar Lenokva, it's page number 5. He brings the machloket of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. And then he writes, ופסקו הריף והראש כרב הונה, וכן פסק הרמב״ם. So we have ריף and ראש and רמב״ם, all of them following רב הונה. So if they're following רב הונה, that means that the מחלוקת between רב יהודה and חכמים is only in the middle of the מגופה, but on the side of the מגופה, it's us. Right? So Chachamim that are matir only on the middle. On top of the Megufa. But on the side, everyone agrees that it's Asr. So, says the Bet Yosef, ולפי זה צריך לומר, דעה דבאו מרב ששת, מהו למברז בבורתיה בשבת, ואסר להו, אפילו למברז במגופה היא. So he said, if according to Rav Huna, the side of the megufa has basically the same din like the chavit itself, right? So the second sugya with mivraz chavita bevortaya, we always explain that the pshat was to stick the knife or the sword on the side of the chavit. But based on Rav Huna, the question could be asked also on the side of the megufa. And it should be Asr. אפילו אחרי הסום, משום דקוון דמין הצד יבדל לפי תחקה מחרן. אני אעשה אז, וכן כתב רבנו ירוחם בחלק ח'. So I brought רבנו ירוחם here in page number 4. You can look in רבנו ירוחם himself. ולנקוב מגופת החבית, ולנקוב מגופת החבית. למברז חביתה, is not חביתה. לנקוב מגופת החבית. ומגופה. ברומא חסור. So that's מפורש in רבנו ירוחם that he, למסקנה, that we all like Rav Huna, the conclusion of Rav Sheshet is going to be true for the side of the Megufa also. Now he says, ואף על פי שהתוספות כתבו בראש פרק במת אומנים, דעד עשר למברז חביתה, חבית גופה משמע. תוספות that we just mentioned, תוספות said מפורש, when Tosfot disproved Rashi, when Tosfot argued with Rashi, he said that Lemivraz Chavita Bevortaya, a pashut that we're discussing the Chavit itself, how could you say that we're discussing the top of the Chavit? We're discussing the Chavit itself, because Lemivraz Chavita, it sounds like we're talking about the Chavit itself. He said, no, צריך לומר, דאינו סבירה לו כרב חיסדה. Tosfot, pasking like רב חיסדה, so it's pashut for them that the sugi has to be in the Chavit itself. משום אחרי כתבו, זה במגופה שרי, בכל גוונה לחכמים, זה קיים על הנקבטאיו. Because Tosfot says, it can't be in the מגופה, because in the מגופה it's מותר, according to חכמים. But this is not true for us. We hold like Rav Huna. מגופה is also a problem. So למעשה, he makes a מחלוקת ראשונים between Tosfot and all the ראשונים that he paskin, like Rif Rosh and Rambam. And that's the way that the Bet Yosef go. The Bach argue with that. The Bach says that it's not true. The Tosfot says that even to Rav Huna. he says that it's a lower level. It's more of a Mivraz Chavita. It's more of a showing like Ein Yafa than just making a hole. That's why to Mivraz Chavita Bevortaya at the side of the Megufa it might be mutar even according to Rav Huna, because you're doing it in a weird way that might take away the Shem Petach. But again, I'm not going to go into it. You can take a look inside. It's just Hara. The Magen Avraham also have a couple of Harot based on the Prim Megadim that also touching these points. Lemaise, the Magen Avraham in Zayin and Ched. You have it in page number 6. Mishnah Berurah writes it, Lemaise.
Can it be worse with the Ramah? In other words,
Where?
According to what the Bach was saying, according to Tosas, they pass them like Rav Huna, that the Magufa would be Osir Mitzida, and still...
Although regular nekev mitzida is asur, a romach might be mutter.
Well, mutter.
Yeah. Although on the side of the chavit,
okay,
the side of the chavit is more chamur than the side of the megufa, even according to Rav Huna. So it's going to have three levels. You have the top of the megufa, you have the side of the megufa, and then you have the chavit itself. Bet Yosef said the whole megufa. Bet Yosef said that the side of the chavit and the side of the megufa are the same level, based on Rav Huna. And the Bach says, no, even according to Rav Huna, it might be a chiluk. Now, the Magen Avraham in Zayin and Chet, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings to Halacha, you can take a look in page number 6, when the Shulchan Aruch says, Rosh HaChavit, Mutar La'atiz Rosh HaChavit Basayif. So how do we hold Lemaise? למעשה we hold, משמע אפילו להטיז גוף החבית עם המגופה השרי, כמו שכתבו התוספות בממחת. And now he has the what you have to say. If we hold in like a tosfot of mustiki, so how could you be matir to break the chavit itself with the romach? So he said, "Umayre shedibek השברים בזפת." So we have to say that we're talking about mustiki, right? He's doing the cheshbon based on the Tosfot calculation of the whole sugya. Although according to the Rashba that we mentioned in the beginning of the Siman, there's no binyan beklikatan, so it can be a whole kli. But we hold lichora like Tosfot, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch hold. Although we mentioned that many achronim these days saying that maybe the Shulchan Aruch would have been choizer bo if he saw all the rishonim that explained differently, and maybe the Rif and the Rambam themselves argue. But anyway, based on the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch that he holds like Tosfot of Mustiki, it should be that we're discussing Mustiki. But lemaise, we're talking about Rosh HaChavit, like Tosfot in Memchet Amud Bet. Tosfot in Memchet Amud Bet says that Metiz Rosh HaChavit, even the Chavit itself, even the top of the Chavit itself. You don't need to explain like Rashi that you're just separating the Megufa from the Chavit itself. And then you bring the Tur. Aval Tur katav mutar latiz Rosh HaMegufa. A Tur that wrote latiz Rosh HaMegufa, maybe he wants to say a different chidush, not what we said that he wants to bring the shita of Rashi. He said that even for us, that we need normally mustiki, so we're not allowed to cut the chavit itself if it's not mustiki, but the megufa, by definition, consider like mustiki. So for us, that for the chavit itself, it needs to be mustiki. If the chavit is not mustiki, it's going to be mutar for us. If the megufa usually made in a lower quality material and it's something that you don't care about, so it by definition consider like mustiki, so you're going to be allowed to cut the top of the megufa with a knife.
You can't say that the megufa is just not kli, so there's no stira b'kana. I mean, it's tough out to the chavit.
I think it has shem kli. Just kli garua. You can look. I hear what you're saying, and especially according to what I said that it's like a cone. Then it's not, it cannot sit on itself. So then for dine tuma, it might have enough kamina that takes away the shem kli because it can hold the mashke. It has the bait on it for dine netilat yadayim, but not for everything we compare Shabbat, and we're gonna see that soon also in Reb Shlomo Zalman. All dine kelim, it's a little tricky because some places we are comparing Shabbat and Tuma, and some places we're not. So it might be what you're saying, but it might be also that. And what I'm saying is Meforash in the Meiri. I don't know if it's everyone agree with the Meiri because the Meiri is like late and not everyone has it, but he says that, look in the Meiri, page number 2. Megufa hadbaka bepi achavit, hadveka bepi achavit, vihi shel cheres. אלא שלא נאפה בתנור כחבית עצמה, אלא מגבלת ונתייבשה בחמה. It's like a low quality, it's not real, it's not... okay, so let's go back to the second Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham Chet, in page number 6. The Magen Avraham referring into the Nekev in the Megufa, that we said that you're allowed to make a Nekev on the top, the tip of the megufa, velikova megufa lemala mutar. So he said, afal gav de bachavit asur, although in the chavit itself we're not allowed to create a hole, like we know in the Seif Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. Megufa shani min hachavit, afilu im haya asui hanekev sheba megufa lehachnisu lehotzi, lo michayev. So who said that? That the nekev in the megufa, even if it's nekev she'achnis ve'lehotzi, you're not going to be chayav. That's the svara of Tosfot in Memchet, right? So he brings the Tosfot in Memchet la'halacha, that in the megufa, even if you create a nekev she'asu le'achnis ve'lehotzi, lo michayav. V'hacha kevan she'eno asu le'achnis ve'lehotzi, shari. And that's the heter by megufa, because it's not asu le'achnis ve'lehotzi. ואם כן אפילו בחבית שלמה שרי. So if this is the reason, even if the chavit is not mustiki, since the megufa is low level, it's mutter. And he basically hinting, according to the Prime Gadim, to answer the question of the Bet Yosef, because he's basically saying the chiluk between the megufa and the chavit is the reason that what the Tosfot says is true in also for Rav Huna. Because even Rav Huna is going to be moided that there is a chiluk between the megufa itself and the chavit. You can take a look in the Prima Gadim. It's not a... We don't need to spend too much time on it, but just have it in mind. Lemaise, when you look in the Mishnah Brura, we have in Sif Kav Gimel, Sif Kadan Kav Gimel, it is page number 7, you have it. He bring lahalacha the Ukimta of the Magen Avraham, that when we allowed to be matiz the chavit, it's mustiki. And if you just want to take away the megufa, then it's mutar even the chavit shlema. And then in Ziv Katan Kavvav, he basically quotes the Magen Avraham, the Nekev was Ekev Petach Lachavit, and even Nekev Katan Sheinu Asui Lachnis Ulozi, Gam Kin Asu Midrabanan, Ben Megufa Ben Chavit, Elad Yesh Chiluk Benayim, Delinan Megufa Enu Asur, Ben Nekev Kazel, Kshosa Nekev Mitzida Shal Megufa, Kshem Nekev Lema Shabur, Nekev Lema Shabur, Nekev Lema Shabur, Nekev Lema Shabur, Okay, he doesn't say that like a fully mouth, but he's like referring to it, Lechova. Now, I wanted to bring a fancy machine that I have to make a hole in a bottle of wine and discuss that, but I didn't, and we don't have so much time, so I would keep it for another time. I want to... I have a fancier than that. I have something that you make a hole, you press... and you bring gas inside, that the gas is not destroying the wine, and you take away wine, and the cork is still closed. You take it out, and it's closed. So that's the discussion. We can spend like 20 minutes on it. Hopefully we'll have a shiur at the end to discuss all that tzadim. But the tzad that lichora has to do with us is lichora that's nekev in the megufa, in the middle of the megufa, but we don't have the heter that Tosfot discussed, because the megufa, you're just making a hole in order to bring out the wine. In this thing, you're pressing gas inside and you're taking the wine out. It's going to be more difficult to be matir.
You're taking the wine out or the cork out?
No, it has a needle and it has a gas that attached to it, and you press the gas inside and the wine comes out.
All the wine in the bottle.
What?
All the wine in the bottle.
Yeah, the more that you press gas inside, the more wine comes out.
I've never seen that.
I will bring it, Bezot Hashem. It's fascinating to have, and it's a whole discussion. I have a lot to say about it, but unfortunately I don't have time. So hopefully we'll have time in the next shiur. Let's discuss a little bit of bottle tops, because this is the most relevant thing that most of us deal in every Shabbos. And if you have time, I would highly recommend to read the Reb Shlomo Zalman and of Ovadia Yosef in Chavedat. I will try to summarize now in Rashi Prakim the discussion between them. And I have to differentiate, first of all, between a metal top, cap or tap? What should I say?
Cap.
So in the grape juice, usually you can find some of them have like a metal
ring.
Cap that, at least in Israel, where Rav Shlomo Zalman discussed them, the way that they used to make them is to take they had a flat piece of metal, and the machine just stuck it on top of the bottle, and then creates also the simanim in it, that when you open it, the ring gonna fall, and the cap gonna become a cap. That's the most hammer cap. The second way is that you have a plastic cap, that being, it was a cap before it been on top of the bottle. And then when they put it on the bottle, they put a ring, they put the cap, and then they take heat and connect the ring and the cap to keep it closed until you open it. So Reb Shlomo Zalman hold that the second one, the plastic one, is fine. Why? Because it was a cap before, And the connection to the ring is a low connection that it's pretty obvious to him. That it's like, we're going to see that soon, that if you have a leather on top of the chavit, you're allowed to tear the leather. And just like a cover to keep it close until you eat it. It's not a permanent, it's just like a temporary connection, and it's not a problem. The cap that the Shlomo Zalman had a problem with was the cap, the metal one. And the problem is that since it was never been a cup before, so when you open it in Shabbat, you're basically creating a cup that is can be used a couple of times. You're going to drink it, you're going to open it, close it, so you're going to use it, and you basically created a cup. Now the discussion and the question that a couple of other achronim argue with him, some of them says, look, you can break the glass, even without opening the, assuming you can break the glass, the cup itself can be used, maybe it can be used in the same size of bottle. You can take a smaller bottle and you can cover. It's not going to be so useful, it's not going to be perfect, it's not going to be screwing, but you could hypothetically use it even without opening it, it's still considered cap. Because even if you're not going to unscrew, let's say you're going to break it, you're going to break the glass, so you're gonna, it's going to come out and it's not going to go
break the bottle,
yeah,
and then just pull off the cap,
yeah,
so it's
just to show
ring. Just to show the theoretically they, it already
the point,
exists
the point that they want to prove is that the cap has shem, can be used like a cap, not for the same size bottle, you could take a smaller one and it's going to cover it. It's not going to be perfect, but it could do the job, mm-hmm. even not in a perfect way, but it still has Shem Mikhseh, still have Shem cover. That's the first, and for this Taina, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that he thinks it's not a good argument. He said that the same way that Kotem Kisam Lachzot Bachinav, if you create a toothpick from so it's a not a fancy kli, it is considered kli. Now let's say you have a toothpick that can go in a big holes and you make it nicer that it can go in a very thin holes, so you think that it's elevating the toothpick to make it better, and it's a different toothpick, and you're going to be chav mishum boiner. So he said, same thing here, that you're making it a fancier cap that can be used in more... So that's the first argument. Rav Avadia hold like the first thing, that since it have a Shem cup, it's a good enough Svara. The second argument, and this is came from two directions, the Shut Dvar Yoshua.
This is also the metal one.
Yeah. He said that the plastic one, he doesn't have a problem with. Soon I'm going to tell you all the people who have problem even with the plastic
right.
one.
Our soda bottles are plastic.
Right, and I think the soda bottles here are made in a different way also. I just looked in a couple of videos today, and it seems like they make it here one piece. They're straight. If you can look, many of the soda bottles, the ring and the top are the same... So it's not a smaller ring. It might be still mutter, but I'm just saying. Let me go slowly. The second svara that comes from two directions, Rav Avadia, and I think the first one was to argue was the Shut Dvar Yoshua, Yeshua Ehrenberg from Tel Aviv, argue with Rav Shlomo Zalman that we have Rav Magid. He writes it on the Rambam, but the Magen Avraham brings us in Shin Yud Chet, we had it, that for the purpose of Melechet Makeh Bepatish and Boneh, if you don't have a Kavana, it takes away the Shem Melacha. There is no Psikreshe by Melechet Boineh. You need to have a Kavana. He said it for Osef Petach. The Rambam hold that Melechah Shana Tzrecha Legufa is Chayav. And despite that, he hold like Shmuel, Kol Ptur De Shabbat Ptur Aval Asur Le Bar Me'an Etlat. One of them is Mephis Mursa. It's Petach. No, you don't have a kavana. it's not considered melacha. This is a very vague melacha that unless you have a kavana for it, it doesn't have shem. So he said, if I am opening the bottle and my main kavana is just to drink, so even if it's going to create a kli, I don't care. It's a psikresha? I don't care about psikresha by melachat boina.
Because you want to also, you're going to want to use the cap after also. You're going to want to, you still want, but it's not, I mean,
so that's the discussion. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman said, although you don't have a kavana, but since many people, that's what they do, and that's what put into the cup, in the, that's what the thought of the people who made it. So it's like opening the fridge when you know that the light is going to turn on. So although it's not your kavana, but it's obvious that it's going to happen. And it's considered like a maise by a dime. He said it's better than a regular grama because it's, they put it there for that purpose, and that's the way it works. So although you specifically don't have a kavana, but the people who makes it, and usually people who open it, that's their kavana, we can still call it bune. That's the argument between them.
Between Ravadia and
Rav Shlomo? Yeah, the Dvar Yoshua is the one who brings them. Ravadia quote him also. I don't know if he wrote it himself or... But he seemed like he's the one who raised the...
The one who said there's no psikresha by bone.
The Rav Magid said that, and they want to apply it for bottle cups. He argued, Rav Shlomo Zalman, that it's very hard to say that there is no kavana, because that's what most people do normally when they open a big bottle. They usually keep the top, they keep the cap, and they use it. So it's, and that's the... So it's hard to say that it's not a kavana.
I may be the only one who doesn't understand this, but I don't know why there would be no psikresha by bone.
Because it's not a real create. At least the case that he discussed, I think it's the Mephis Musa. The main point is you want to bring the mucus, the pus. Thing, the pus out. So you don't pay attention now to the petach that you're
okay.
creating. Although you're creating it, the main focus is to bring the inside out.
Okay.
So when you open the bottle, what you care now is not the cap. You're not like doing the Shem Yichud, I want to make a cap. I just want to drink. I want to take away the obstacle. That's the main purpose that I'm opening the... Now, interesting svara that's going to take away the concern of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and it's a reality. I don't know how it's been done. Aor LeZion, Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, says that even if it is true, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that that's the first time that it's going to become a cap, if it's true that they put the piece of metal on top of the bottle and it's going to be... Kli, when you take it off, it's not really true, because the way that they create it is that they make the simanim, they make the holes in the ring after they make the rounding. So he said that when they finish the rounding on the top level, it is a kli, you can open it, and now they do a second thing, that they make the holes. So when they finish to do the rounding, it is a cup. Now they make holes. I don't care. It has a Shem Kli at that point.
What do the holes do?
The holes do that when you open it, it's going to take the ring. The ring is going to go down. So he said that if this is... And again, this is depends on...
Before you have the holes, you can just pull up. You can pull it off? Is that the hole? Is that the...
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying that since the creation of the cup is being made in a way that first they do the rounding on top and then they just do the hole on the bottom, if this is the reality, he's right. But it might be that the machines do everything at the same time. And that's something that you need to check the reality. I don't know what's the reality. The videos that I saw today, nobody's right. I saw one video, I can send it to the group. And again, it's a different bottle, a different wine bottles. They make everything separately. The whole aluminum thing, they make separately. They make the shape, they make everything. They make even the holes separately in a different machine. And then they put it on top of the cup and then they press it. That it's gonna tear when you, and if this is the reality, maybe everything is smoother. So again, it depends what cup exactly you're dealing with.
So the idea is if they make the cap in a way that it was usable as a cap
before it'd been on the,
it would be mutter,
right?
Because because you're not making a new cap.
Right. Right.
It could be different manufacturers make it differently.
Exactly, and that's what it seems to be, because what I saw today, I was trying to look if there is like information about it. What I saw is completely not what I saw in the postgame. So it has to be that people who described this to them were in a manufacturer that this is what they used to do. And in order to know lemaise exactly what to do, it's a... We need to check what cap we're talking about. I have to mention Chumrah in the name of Rav Nissim Karelitz. I brought a picture of the Sefer at the end. It's a lot of Chumras and Rav Nissim Karelitz and also Rav Elyashiv. But the main one is the Rav Nissim Karelitz. Rav Nissim Karelitz raised a couple of Chumras. I think they're humorous because it's very hard. Each one of them by itself, it's not a big problem. He held the first of all what Reb Shlomo Zalman considered not a problem. We said that by a plastic ones, the ring, Reb Shlomo Zalman think that it's not a real connection and it's just like no problem. He said no, it's a problem of mechatech. So again, if you hold like Reb Shlomo Zalman for all of Hilchot Shabbat, that the disposable stuff and stuff that been done to. And it seems like all of us rely on that. We close diapers. We do many things that are not permanent, and we rely on the swords that Reb Shlomo Zalman raised. So why would we be machmir for this? Again, it's plastic. It's a little bit harder. It lasts for a long time. So there is like I see something that maybe a little bit different. But again, the first problem that he raised is mechatech. Rabbi Elyashiv also, they write in the name of Rabbi Elyashiv. I don't know. Shmues in the name of Rabbi Elyashiv always need to be suspected. I don't know. Because they came to Rabbi Elyashiv, they said, based on this, what we, I would rather the source of Rav Nissim Karelitz for this. The second problem that he raised is the Makke Bepatish and the Ritva Bepotach Betatzava. We mentioned that in the Shiur in Shin Yud Zayin. We mentioned the machloket in Potech Bet HaTzavar, that some Rishonim hold that Potech Bet HaTzavar is when the Bet HaTzavar was opened and you resealed it. And that's what the Ritva basically explained. So based on that, even something that was open, if you just seal it for the customer to open, it's a problem of Makke Bepatish. So he said, oh, I found a way to be machmir. This is nice, but lemaise we don't hold like this ritva. Meporash in the Shin Yud Zayin that is just a chumra. We don't hold like this rishonim, and we discussed it in Shin Yud Zayin. So it's nice to say it, not like halacha lemaise. It's nice to say that there is an opinion that rishonim might be makke bepatish, but lemaise we're not so choshesh to this opinion. Lemaise in Shulchan Aruch doesn't choshesh to this. In Shin Yud Zayin, you can take a look. We discussed that in Shin Yud Zayin. So lemaise, just to summarize the what we got today for bottle caps, Reb Shlomo Zalman is machmir by metal ones, assuming they been created in the way that he described, that they were never been capped before you open them, and plastic ones his makel, because they were Kli before, and the tabat, according to his understanding, is not the ring is not a problem. The attachment, the connection of the ring is not a real connection. It can be open. Rav Avadia and Shudvar Yehoshua and many achronim are makel based on the svara of Rav Magid, and also the svara that the cap, although you didn't tear it, it still have a shem kli. The fact that you're going to make it a little fancier, it doesn't necessarily going to create any extra chiyuv. And that's the point of the machloket. You can see that Rav Shlomo Zalman, after he said that, he said to Rav Avadia, and I know that each poisek should be more based on his understanding. So he basically said, okay, it seemed like he understood there is a point here that it's like, okay, you can be pasking the way. I'm going to... You can see it. Take a look in the tshuva. It's interesting. And the Or LeZion, we saw that is Mekel also because of the way that the metal top's been done in two stages. So the first stage basically solved the problem. And again, if this is the way that it created in certain factories, it will help. And for a conclusion, I said that Chumrah always can be a Chumrah like Onisim Karelitz with even plastic. But Lemaise, even with metal caps, there is room to be Mekel. But again, each one of you should follow his Rebbe, and I'm just bringing the information. Okay, that's for today. I just want to mention also about the cans. I don't know if we're going to have time to discuss that separately, but the Shlomo Zalman also mentioned in the tshuva that I brought here that some people ask him about opening cans because of the problem of mechatech, and he said that he doesn't think it's mechatech because mechatech needs to be care on the exact size, and the person who cut it, he just want to bring the food out. He doesn't care about the size, how big is the mouth opening. He doesn't care about that. And again, you can find in the name of Rav Eliyashiv and Rav Nisim Karelitz that they said, no, it is mechatech. So again, en la davar sof, but lemaise, Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to hold that the whole cans of soda considered like the kli she'en lo chashivut. Like we're going to see soon, Bezrat Hashem, Chotalot Shel Tmarim. It's a very bad kli. The main purpose of the kli is just to hold the food until it gets to your mouth, and then recycling, by definition, is mamash mustiki. It's mushtet. Recycling, basically, just define that. I'm just bringing it to your mouth, and then give it back to me. I'm going to make it again to come to your mouth. So it makes a lot of sense, and there is a lot of room to be mekel. And again, if you want to be machmir, you can say mechatech, you can say petach, whatever. It seems to be...
The top comes off. That's what he's talking about with the mechatech and the can?
No, he's talking about cans of soda, that you have like a mark on the mouth, and you're opening like a fancy... Nice mouth, basically. So he said, "It's not the fact that they made your life easy, but you don't really care about this size. You don't really."